Welcome, movie fans. We are David and Melissa from ThatMomentIn.com. And up next, our review of The Man with Four Legs. The Man with Four Legs is a 2017 drama, and the synopsis goes, an exploitive documentary crew investigates the delicate disposition of an insomniac, leading them on a surreal and threatening pursuit as they unearth the mystery of his own identity. Melissa, I just finished watching this movie, and it's kind of creepy, it's kind of weird, it's kind of... I'm not sure where I stand on it yet. What is your feeling so far?
I thought it was an interesting premise for sure. I thought it did bring some, you know, unique perspectives to I guess reincarnation, you would say.
Sure.
It was interesting. It makes you think. That being said, I wasn't crazy for it. Can I say I'm glad to have watched it because mm-hmm. I think it was an interesting film with an interesting idea, but I definitely wouldn't watch it again. And I'm not sure I would recommend.
Oh, really?
Recommend it. Yeah. I guess it depends on the viewer. If you're interested in kind of a thinker and trying to sort everything out and put together the puzzle, it might be worth the watch, but I just don't think the idea was fleshed out well enough for this movie. I don't know. I'm not sure if I like it. But on that token, I think you have an opposite opinion of me.
I do. I think I'm gonna really steadfastly disagree with you. I think this movie really is. It's like a beacon for what indie film is all about. I mean, it's highly experimental. I agree with you. And, you know, I was watching it and I was thinking to myself, well, you know, it took 25, 30 minutes before I really got into it. Because the first 25 minutes are these aggressively obnoxious characters who are...
Aggressively obnoxious. Right. That's the perfect way to put it.
One character is named Angus. He's played by Richard Southgate and he's the leader of this little... three-man documentarian team who are making their first documentary, but they are pretending that it's one of many. There's also Tom, played by Daniel Ormrod, and Ethan, played by Terry Sweeney. And they are young 20-somethings, and they have just learned through a source that this man named James, he's probably 50, early 50s maybe, late 40s, who has... woken from a short coma after being hit by a car, and he's got a pretty substantial head wound. And now he's suffering from amnesia. He absolutely has not gone to sleep in like 5 days, so they want to figure out what the story's about, so they go track him down. What we discover at the beginning, I think that the film is trying to be a film about, how do I say this, Melissa, that it's the inaccuracy of that documentaries can't always have face value, right?
And also how, you know, aggressive they are, how much they want to get the story as opposed to care about the actual subject matter.
Right.
So I would agree with that. Some of those parts, though, kind of took me right out of it. For example, the part where they go up to... There's one part where they go and introduce themselves to this insomniac, this guy who had the head wound. His name is James. And they go and introduce themselves to him, and they're standing at the door, and they say that they're documentarians and that they've already done a bunch of documentaries. And he's like, oh, which ones? Which ones would I have seen? And they say, Doorwood?
No, he goes, no. And listen, he says, the first one was house, because he's looking at the house. And then he goes, Doorwood? Because he's looking at the door. That's funny.
No, it wasn't, though, because, like, it wasn't because not even this man who just recovered from, like, a gaping head wound and is still disoriented would be like, oh, yeah, I totally believe you. Like, they said it in such a way that it would never... You would never have invited this person into your house. You would have been like, okay, crazy person, bye.
Right.
I don't know. That's me. Those kind of moments pulled me right out.
Yeah, okay.
And the way that Ethan was so awkward and like stiff when he went to go do his, the very first part where he was introducing himself and he's just standing there with his hands so straight on his legs.
Yeah.
And then Angus and Tom are playing it so off the cuff. Like, I just didn't connect with any of the characters. I didn't feel like they were real people.
I think that's the point, though. I think they were trying to be caricatures of filmmakers, right?
Yeah, but they weren't doing it in such a way that they came across as, like, authentic. Mm. I just don't think the performances were done very well.
Okay, right. Well, let's talk about James. Now, he's played by Simon Dobson. And if there is any character in this film that resonates, it's definitely him. This guy's a wonder. I mean, in the beginning, I was like, okay, so he's a standard character actor. Maybe I've never seen him before. I don't really know what his history is in film. But he has some genuinely moving moments, I think, in this film that really pulled me into the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If there is a redeeming, well, I say redeeming quality, like the whole movie was terrible, and I'm not saying that.
Right,
but if there's one part that was done very, very well, it was this character, James. Yeah. It was really interesting, and he really brought a lot of much needed like depth and seriousness to the characters, because prior to this, the other three, like, I didn't care for them. They didn't make me feel like I wanted to continue watching them. Mm. And then when he was introduced, I felt like, okay, I can get behind this guy. And sure enough, like, as the movie progresses, his character just develops even further. And it was really good. It was very well done.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he has a really good arc, and I know you're going to disagree, but I think that Angus actually had a good arc too. He is the least likable character, but I think that's done fairly well. For me, I know you might disagree with that. Now, without giving any spoilers away, it would actually kind of be difficult to give away the spoilers. The movie really transitions from, I think, from, you know, a mockumentary style where it maybe takes a few jabs at journalism and documentaries themselves, but it really morphs into a thriller, a mystery thriller, and it gets existential. It gets really bizarre at the end. Off mic, before we even started the show here, we were talking for 10 minutes just trying to figure out what the ending really meant. It's jarring. It's it feels significant for me. It feels purposeful for me. I like the loaded questions. I like the aspect of that makes me want to keep watching it again and try to siphon through it what the meaning is. But I know you have a different take on it.
I just didn't like that he had a theory as to why that might be. Mm. But I feel like that theory, there weren't enough like clues to support that theory.
Okay. Yeah.
That it didn't feel like the choices made sense. And it didn't feel like, I shouldn't say choices, the reactions of some of the characters were just coming right out of left field. Mm. And the theory we came up with, if it's true, it makes much more sense. But the fact that like, there wasn't enough evidence to support it, really kind of left me in a state where I was saying to myself, you know what, none of this makes sense. And then at the very end, at the climax, I won't ruin anything, what they decide to do makes absolutely no sense. None of it makes sense, even if the theory we came up with were the case. It doesn't make sense. And to me, the thought, the premise, everything behind the storyline can be really well done, but if the characters end up doing something that I don't believe to be like natural, like logical choices that a person would make, then to me all the rest of it is out the window.
I definitely see your point, but I did feel that even though maybe right on the surface the collision that happens at the end with these characters may not be earned in that respect, I still feel that it was worthwhile. And I got to point out, like you had mentioned earlier, just in your last thing, you just said that the reactions, and that was actually a very key part of the film. Well, these documentarians are always looking for reactions, and you had mentioned even earlier how they were more interested in making their own story out of what was happening than actually what the truth was, because they really even weren't interested in much of the truth until it became even more of a mystery. But if we look at the very last shot, what one person has a camera and he brings it and he frames the face of another character, it echoes back to something else, and it is about reactions, I think. But I don't want to give too much away. But yeah, you know, but we'll wrap this up. But as far as a film experience, you know, considering the acting, the score was outstanding, right? It was
I have to say something about the score.
Okay.
It was wonderful. However, it really made me quite angry. And the reason for that is because there were so many moments when the score was leading me to believe that there was going to be like a reveal or something really monumental was about to happen, and then nothing happened. So I feel like the score was really misleading, and it actually really made me angry. And I liked the score. I thought all the musical choices were really good. And I really particularly liked the intro and the outro music.
Yeah.
But I did not like when they had this really intense build-up music, and it really felt like it was leading up to a reveal. And then the reveal never happened. I really wanted to mention this point about the score, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Oh, man, we are on opposite ends, because I felt that I didn't need the reveal. I felt very satisfied by the impact of what was happening, especially a key moment when they run out of an apartment and into their car. I thought that was magnificent. I really thought that was a fantastic sequence. So we are definitely going to disagree on this. Okay, so let's wrap this up. A interesting film. If you are an indie fan, for sure, I say definitely watch this. It's experimental. It's a little mind-blowing. It has some questions at the end, but I think it's a film that a studio would steer away from, a big studio would steer away from. So I definitely recommend it.
I would say, watch it, get your own opinion, but I personally didn't like it. I felt like the characters didn't make logical choices. Mm. I felt that although the premise was truly very interesting and there was a lot going on, and you know, I appreciate the effort. I always appreciate when directors try new things. I feel like it fell kind of flat.
Okay, out of 5 stars, how many stars, Melissa?
I'm going to give it 3.
I'm going to give it 4 stars. Thanks for subscribing. For more reviews and daily posts, head on over to our website, thatmomentin.com.